Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here is Tyrant. What's happening?
Hi, hi. Nothing much. I'm just tired.
Just being... Wow, what have you been doing?
You know, I'm very nocturnal. I don't sleep.
Okay.
The lyricism is just keeping me awake like an owl, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, what, 4 hours or something?
No, overthinking, you know? Reminiscing.
I actually don't think I'm cool enough to hang out with you, and we're like 10 seconds into this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't believe how young you are. You were born in 97, which would make you what, like 19, 21?
I'm 20, turning 21.
21, gonna be 21 real soon. What were you like as a kid, Tyrant? Were you just waxing lyrical in the maths class, the English class?
I was actually one of the top learners in school.
Okay.
Primary school, I used to be the most popular kid.
Yeah.
Very active, very adventurous. I was very disciplined, but the only problem is every break I would pop in a cipher. And imagine I was doing grade 2. And I would have grade 7s and grade 6s surrounding me and expecting me to drop 16s. And by that moment, I used to like bite lines from Rick Ross and T-Pain. So it kind of inspired me from there, you know.
How did you make sense of it? Because sometimes when you're young, all you want to do is fit in. And then now you're the only girl on the playground that's interested in ciphers versus interested in like talking about the boys that are playing soccer on the soccer. Like, so how did you reconcile that? Because when you're young, you kind of just want to fit in.
Exactly. It has to be my background, my home background. I grew up in a family that listens to hip hop from KRS-One to Tupac, B.I.G., Notorious. So the influence was very massive. My uncle was into hip-hop. My dad was into hip-hop. My mom is into hip-hop. So being around that atmosphere kind of gave me another perspective of where I should be.
What role has hip-hop played in you figuring out your own identity and sense of self?
I think my personality has changed. My confidence has changed. Hip-hop has boosted me in a certain way, you know. Hip-hop has made me understand how to be conscious, how to be aware of everything that happens around you, since hip-hop is poetry, you get what I mean? So, yeah, man, that's just the role of hip-hop for me.
So the family must be super impressed with where you're kind of going and what your trajectory looks like, because they're huge fans of hip-hop and now you're really venturing sort of full-time into that space. So they must be stoked.
Well...
Or they're like, no, you must still go become an accountant.
You know what's the thing?
Yeah.
Since I was performing very well in school, like everyone was expecting me to be a lawyer, a doctor, or an accountant.
Mm.
And they wondering, like, why are you sitting home with that good matric certificate while you know that you can just go to varsity and study for something that can put you somewhere? But deep down, I know where I want to be. You know, I just want to be a musician. And it's about time they respect that, you know. But I feel as if as time went and the more they noticed the platforms that I was jumping on, radio stations, being on TV, features, South African Hip Hop Awards, the Corner Cypher, made them realize that, you know what, maybe something is going to work out. It's like you got to work hard to prove a point to your family that, hey, this is what I want to do and it's actually going to work out at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I mean, certainly they must know it's super important to you. Tell me about when you turned your bedroom into a recording studio. Ooh,
that was massive.
How old were you? What did you do? Did you like take the pillows, put them on the wall, sound insulate the thing? How did this happen?
You know what happened? Okay. I got suspended from high school in grade 9.
What did you do?
Ah, man, smoking, okay. You know, the crazy-ish. So I moved back to Limpopo. When I got there, I called my mom and I said, you know what, get me my PC. Just come home with my PC, because my cousin had a PC. My uncle had a PC, so I just wanted to fit in. So realizing that my cousin is a producer, I was like, what the hell? Let's just merge and form an alliance and pop up with a studio or something. And it happened. It happened. I changed my bedroom. I took my bed out. And next thing, it was tables everywhere, keyboards everywhere. We donated money with my cousins so that we can buy appliances. You know, I would literally like page into magazines and get each and every poster that's full of hip-hop elements just to post it around the room and give it that hip-hop life, you know. It started around the family. My cousins were very supportive. And it wasn't only me, but it was also my cousins that were involved in this whole studio thing, eh? Yeah.
Do you believe that there are different styles of hip-hop, or hip-hop is hip-hop, whether it is T-Pain, whether it is Kendrick, whether it is AKA, whether it is Casper, whether it is you,
mm-hmm.
or are there within the genre of hip-hop sub-styles of hip-hop?
Yo, there's different type of styles. There's approximately 60-something
oh, wow.
types of styles, okay. actually. From contemporary hip-hop to dungeon rap, which is horror, you
dungeon
know, rap, rapping
wow.
up demons and all that. It's different type of raps, and the reason why they're differentiated is because of the taste that people have. You know, if rap was just rap and hip-hop was just hip-hop, then everyone would be banging the same type of music.
Mm.
So it's different, and each and every musical element attracts a different group of people. So, yeah.
Tell me about this track, and we're going to hear it, Abattoir.
Abattoir. I was so angry. I was so mad. I was actually trying to express my anger to everyone in the rap game. I think I've been stereotyped so many times for being a female. When I got into the game, people were like, oh, Tyron, a new female rapper and everything. Everyone was sleeping on me. So I said, you know what? Let me come back with that Abattoir, that slaughterhouse. Let me come back and just hit them hard. Hit them hard where they have to get hit. So yeah, I wrote the song and a lot of people caught feelings, and that's what I'm glad about, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of aggression in there.
Let them catch feelings once again. More Tyrant, other side.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And this is Tyrant. Is there anyone in the local hip-hop scene that you think that you enjoy or would like to be compared to? Or do you really just want to be in your own lane? You don't want to be compared to anybody else anywhere?
It has to be Proverb.
Really? Okay, wow.
It's Proverb. I've learned so much things from him, and I respect him for being so loyal to hip-hop, you know, regardless. Proverb, he's the only one. Mm.
Yeah, that you dig.
Yeah.
Talk to me for a second what your music collection actually looks like.
It's dungeon rap, it's conscious rap.
Dungeon rap, like I did not know what it was. So, but just describe dungeon rap to me again.
Dungeon rap is... Don't be scared.
Is it like hardcore? Like
it's hardcore rap. Yeah. It's full of blood, terror, horror.
Huh.
Man, like talking about me ripping up your intestines.
Jeez.
You know, rap, strangling your neck with your intestines. You get what I mean? It's all that creepy stuff. You're basically intimidating your listeners, you know, intimidating the rappers around you. You know, it's just putting horror and terror into a song.
Hmm.
That's dungeon rap.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay, so a lot of dungeon rap on your playlist. What else?
Conscious rap.
Okay.
Conscious rap inspired by Rhapsody, AB Soul, and a little bit of Kendrick Lamar. There's gangster rap, which is street rap. There's storytelling as well. Love songs, you know. Hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like a dope collection.
Mm-hmm.
What do your exes say about you, Tyrant?
My exes?
Yeah, what is their feedback on you?
I've never... Well, you know, they.
I know it's the worst question, isn't it?
My exes have a lot of regrets written on their faces. Like, they wish they were here with me right now, you know, because none of them believed in me. They were like, you're wasting your time. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with the girl that's fascinated by hip hop, but doesn't know the actual hustle of it. But I actually came through and I showed them that, hey, bro.
And that's
2 years
why you're
later,
your
I'm a cop of car, I'm a cop of Benz. And don't come back trying to get the love bad, nigga. Nah.
You're honestly too cool for school. I always hate doing this, but with you, I feel like I can. If you want to just throw us like a bar or two, I don't know. Is that possible?
I saw that coming.
No, I promise you, 90% of rappers that come in, they're like, don't ask me to do something live. Don't ask me to do something. But with you, I'm not afraid.
Let me try. Listen, it's a trap verse.
Cool.
Listen, I put my name on the reference. Permanently, I stick to the basic. Mind play with the aces. You got a chance to make a move. I never heard you say your word about you stepping up and catching A-list. You died when I started sweeping off the fakish. And you lying where you were when I was patching paces. Do or die, thug, you never made it to the races. Part of the prime, better yet, ditching what you embracing. You insane, telling me how to move. Telling me how to shape up game. You in the mood? Somebody have to put that shame up in the stool. Your confidence when you say my name is on the loose. And I ain't playing for no team. Niggas gonna forfeit. Take it to the dungeon. dungeon, underground 4 feet. I ain't got a trap. All my niggas wanna toss beats. Walking in the jungle of lyricism, the Lord speaks. Kinda pathetic, I should be doing my own ish. Spitters ain't spit no more. And I bet you got your game on pause. Trying to step it up, I finna pitch it down to the core. Ain't a verse too short. Hey.
I mean, you're too cool for school, Tyrant. That was super, super impressive. Wow. Good luck to everyone else in hip hop. I mean, what are you doing to get your stuff out there? How are you building this career of yours and putting yourself in everybody's face? Because you're really great.
Yeah, luckily I'm signed under two record labels.
Cool.
One record label handles the underground side of me, the underground raps, you know, the boom bap. Mm. And the other record label handles my commercial sound, my commercial image. So it's basically me balancing both sides, which is going to help me in the market space.
So cool. Mm. How do we find you on social media?
Twitter, it's TyronSA, @TyronSA. Instagram, it's @TyronTheRapper. Facebook page, TyronTheRapper. And if you want my WhatsApp numbers, it's 10111.
You really are cool. Tyron, thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best. Please keep in touch. I'm excited to see what's next.
Thank you so much.
You're so putting me onto this, what was it called? Blood hip hop?
Yeah, dungeon rap.
Dungeon rap. Dungeon rap.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Things will never be the same again.
Never.
Tyron, thank you so much
for stopping by. Thank you so much, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.